You're listening to Geek Watch 1 with Kylan and Ken on the Tangent Bound Network.
Do not adjust your settings. Take your hands off the keys. Your search is over. These are the geeks you're looking for. You found Geek Watch 1 with Kylan and Ken.
This is going to be quite a ride.
Hey, Jim, boom! That's a bad outfit. Boom!
I love you.
Me too, man. Hit me, my turn! Am I the meanest?
Sure enough.
Am I the prettiest?
Sure enough.
Am I the baddest mofo low down around this town?
Sure enough.
Well, who am I?
Sure enough.
The Shogun of Harlem.
For what lies ahead, ready are you?
We're police officers. We're not trained to handle this kind of violence.
Hey, geeksters. I'm Kylan.
And I'm Ken.
And you found Geek Watch 1.
And we have made it to the end / beginning of a brand new year.
Yeah! 2016, you didn't get me!
Not for lack of trying. He was ducking and dodging and dipping and...
I was. I ain't scared of you, 2016.
So,
yeah. As you yell from the other side of the trench, I ain't scared of you!
Dude, 2016 was fighting all the way to the very last
it
minute.
It was a...
Bitter end.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm not going to take a TV priest then. Rest in peace, Father Mulcahy.
That's right. So, but this is issue 85 of Geek Watch 1. This is our 2016 year in review. 2017, looking ahead to some awesome stuff coming up.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So, back then and way forward.
That's right.
That's like that.
And we are once again here at the Malted Meeple.
Yep. They let us back.
I don't know. Why do they keep letting us in this place?
Well, see, that time they gave us a key and I pressed it. And then, you know, we used it to get in here. But,
You're
not supposed to say that publicly.
I think they forgot the code they gave out. They forgot that you have a code.
I did. They did forget.
So
that underground lair that he's part of on another show actually has tunnels, and yeah, that's how he ends up here.
Shield technology goes a very long way.
That's okay. The hall that I do my show in actually has teleporters.
It's not underground, though. It's above ground.
It's above ground underwater.
Hold on. What?
You said tunnels to get in here? You realize this used to be a farm or a barn.
They may have had tunnels at some point.
That's true. Mm.
This is an old barn. That's what's actually cool. You look at this. It's like, how is this a barn and with the shape it is?
Wow.
We're in an octagon building, like a three-story octagon building.
They were popular back then.
Mm. Yeah.
Gross.
So, but... Welcome back to the Meeplecast, like we said.
Yeah.
Dude, New Year's Eve was kind of crazy again.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It was not crazy. I did get hit upside the head with a shoe.
Yeah, that was last year. She got hit upside the head with a shoe while she was playing Wii.
Oh, that is true.
So we kept the shoes away from Andy this year.
Ah, that's right.
Now Gylan's remembering this.
I remember that.
Oh, I had a mark and bruise on my chest. It was not fun.
So we survived the holidays. We haven't talked since Christmas.
We have not talked since Christmas.
So who got something cool for Christmas?
I did.
What'd you get for Christmas,
Jesse? I finally got my Xbox One.
Woo!
Santa was happy with me this year.
So, anybody else get something cool?
I did.
What'd you get?
BioShock Infinite.
Whoa.
Well, actually, all three BioShock games on PS4.
Oh, nice. Three of them. Cool.
Yeah, I was playing that today.
That's one of the few newer games of that style that I've actually played. I never finished Infinite, but I'm about three quarters of the way through.
It's funny, the one and two are on one disc, then Infinite's on a separate one, so I'm like, it's going to be...
Oh, Infinite's a lot bigger.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
How about anything else? Anything you want to talk about?
I got a card.
I woke up.
That was your Christmas gift?
That was cool.
Kylan gave everyone a gift.
I woke up. That was everybody's gift.
Kylan is the gift to everyone.
That's right.
I'm lost. I had a plan, and then it kind of just. Well, we can hit a little bit of housekeeping stuff like we usually do.
Right.
Remember the we'll be back here in about 3 weeks, won't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
We're coming right back here to celebrate
Celebrate.
So 2 years of Geek Watch
2 1.
2 years
of Geek Watch 1.
We've been together 2 years, brother.
2 years.
It's amazing.
Who's bringing the cake?
That'll be huh?
Who's bringing the cake?
I don't know. We'll figure it out. We'll try it. We'll make sure we have cake.
That was longer than Federline and What's-Her-Face got married, ain't it?
Seriously, some grocery stores give you free smash cakes? We should just go
they
to...
They do.
Yeah,
really?
He's 2 years old.
yeah, but who's doing the smashing?
We just order a regular cake and then get the free smash
yeah,
cake because he's 2 years old. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Kylan's like, I like this idea.
I feel like it might be a thing now.
We can see if we can borrow someone's Hulk smash fists. And that's how you smash
it.
Yeah.
A perfect cake like that. See, that's
how you have a regular cake.
No, you don't. Don't. See, look. I take issue with the smash cake. The one on Cussy. That is proof that you live in a society. That's the earmark of a wasteful society right there. You can have two perfectly good cakes, but no, we have one for eating and one for smash.
No, smash is
carbon emissions or environmentally sound.
It's wasting cake.
All I'm saying is Lil Makemba down in the deepest, darkest Africa would love to have some of that cake. But no, we up here smashing it.
He wants to smash it.
No, but Mo McKenna is not going to smash a perfectly good cake. He's not. I know that for a fact. I know for a fact. I know for a fact.
I was on the phone with him just a little while ago.
Yeah, I did. He texted me. He says, Kylan, I wish I had a cake to eat. I said, McKimba, I wish you did too. I got to do a podcast. Peace.
He's not going to do anything about it. He's just going to say, yep, I wish so too. See you later.
I showed empathy.
I'll see you later.
I showed empathy. I told him I wish he had a cake too. I'm just saying. Now, you know, it's kind of like that guy in the straight striped shirt in Schenectady. He would smash cake because he don't care about Lil Makemba. But I care about Lil Makemba.
Yeah?
I do.
We don't have to smash a cake.
Okay, so we can have two whole cakes.
Plus, technically, we don't want to have to clean up the mess here.
Exactly.
So we don't want the people to have to clean up.
Exactly.
I would end it off with that.
We can eat two cakes. So we have two cakes. We have two cakes and we can eat. So more people can come and they can share the cake.
Okay.
See?
Okay.
See, Kylan's got some ideas. So,
Kylan just wants more cake.
That's right. So come out to the Geek Watch 1 2-year anniversary Meeplecast. That is on the 31st, correct? 30th of January.
If anybody's flying down to deepest, darkest Africa, pick up Lil Makemba and bring him up here.
Or at least take him some cake.
Yeah, take some cake with you.
Yeah, just saying.
Just do ice cream cake.
We could do that. So, but coming up also, what is the, we will be at, some of the events we have coming up.
Yeah, we have events. Right.
There's like, between January and February, we got, I think, 3 events that we're involved in.
Far too many events is what we have.
And that's funny, because we got to December, remember, and we were like, hey, you know what? We're good to relax for a couple of months. And
No.
There's I think no you guys have the event, first event, don't you? The Greeting Fest?
Is that before Groundhog? Groundhog is first, because Groundhog's in January.
Well, I know Groundhog Day at the Clarion Inn in Hudson, Ohio. Let me look up the...
Groundhog Gaming.
Yeah, Groundhog Day. I think it's Groundhog Day Gaming, is it? Yeah, GDG.
Yeah.
Groundhog Day Gaming Retreat is...
They have it as close as possible to Groundhog Day, which is the 28th of January.
I believe so.
That's the Saturday before Groundhog Day.
Yes, it is.
It's the weekend right before our Meeplecast.
It's on Facebook.
Ah. Oh, there you go, like everything else.
Yes. The Groundhog Day Gaming Retreat is load. January 27th to the 29th, the Clarion Inn, Hudson, Ohio. If you've ever been to a show like Con of the Cob or Concoction that's coming up in March, and some of these ones, this is a much, much smaller event. You got one major room, and it actually reminds me almost of, you know, the small comic cons you go to?
Yeah.
Where it's just a vendor room?
Yeah.
This is similar, but less on the vendors and more on just everybody's gaming the whole time.
Yeah.
And it is awesome. You get a chance. They have a great play and take section, a great selection of games that if you play one of these games over the weekend, you put your name on the or on a ticket, put it in that game, and you could win that on Sunday. It goes Friday night through Sunday. Geekwatch 1 and working with Dice Squad are going to be doing a live event of some sort Friday night. We were talking about possibly doing a Facebook Live or something like that. We will let you guys know as soon as we get that narrowed down and figured out. We'll get all the details. But I know we will be there. Vicky and I will be there. You guys said you're going to try to be there when you can, right? Because then you guys have work and stuff.
Yeah, like Friday nights is usually also the same night that I'm recording.
Yes.
Like Marvel Geeks.
Maybe you can come up either after work on. Well, it's in Hudson. You work in Hudson.
I do.
So maybe you can swing by on.
you can actually go right across the bridge
and make a right.
He's really
there.
Only 5 minutes
See?
Away from it at work.
So you have no excuse to not show up on Saturday, at least for 10
aside
minutes.
Aside from being tired and wanting to go home.
But come out, play some games. It's awesome. Say hi to Drew. He puts a lot of work into this.
Yeah, Drew tried to make me pay full price for that.
When?
Because he was saying I could pay full price while all fans got the discount.
Well,
that's true. That is.
You shouldn't. Hey, you know what it is?
What?
Drew happens to know that guy in the striped shirt in Schenectady.
Yeah, I know he does.
It's a buddy of his.
That's sad.
Yeah. And the beef you have with him. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's
see, Vicky and I got our passes.
Yeah, I should get a pass.
I'll talk to Drew and see what we can do.
I'm just saying.
But the next weekend, I believe, you guys actually have an event in Akron that we'll show up at some point also.
We do. On Saturday, February 4th, it's the annual, which I believe may be the 10th annual this year.
I believe so.
Akron Family Reading Festival.
Woohoo! Ooh. God, literacy!
Yay! And our reading group, which is called the Rubber City Book Posse, we always get together and give away books there. We usually give away around 1,000 books during the course of the day. Just all free, so you can come and see what you like. And they're primarily adult books, like all general fiction, nonfiction. We do have some kids' books and that, but we got a big donation of probably 100 or so kids' books just yesterday. Wow. So we just give away books there. And it's all family-related. It's all kinds of vendors and people from... like PBS and local schools, and there's some science club stuff. There's always kids entertainers in the auditorium. There's craft stuff for kids, so
will we be making bookmarks like we normally do?
We always have stuff for bookmarks.
So if you come by, if you like me, I like to coordinate my book and my bookmark just because that's what I do.
He's not a geek at all.
If you want to come up and make some bookmarks,
we always have paper and a bunch of stickers, and I actually do specifically buy geek stickers. I will get like Marvel and DC and all kinds of superhero stickers and everything.
So you coordinate that. Yes.
See, my bookmarks always end up being, because I'm an old school magic player, and I have thousands of kinds of land, a land card, whatever happens to be the one I grab.
So
then it gets beat up and you get another one.
That's what we're doing on the 4th. I believe it starts at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
It runs till 3 or 4.
Yeah,
but
that's just a one day?
It's just a one day.
Okay.
Yeah, so. Where is that at again?
It's all free. It's at the main branch of the Akron Library.
The next one's actually a big event for us because, no one in here has ever heard of Odd Mall.
No.
But
we've never been to it.
Never been to it. I don't know what you're talking about.
We have the Odd Mall... What's the name? DreamWorldCon.
DreamWorldCon, yes.
I think Expedition Elsewhere goes in there also on this
one.
Because it's still in Canton.
Catty-cornered in
there. Oddball, Expedition Elsewhere, DreamWorldCon.
There you go.
This one's actually going to be done as a convention sorts also. Mm-hmm. It's being in conjunction with the Canton Museum of Art. Mm-hmm. So it's actually going to have a $5 cover charge, but all the proceeds go to the Canton Museum of Art.
Right. It's a fundraiser for them.
So, it's a fundraiser for them. We are going to have, unlike the regular Odd Malls, where it's a vendor show with some entertainment, this is going to be the vendor show with entertainment and gaming and panels and everything you expect from a convention put on by the Con of the Cob / Odd Mall staff.
That's right. Oh.
So this is going to have all
this
of your stuff.
This is the person who's on staff. Well, is that whoops.
So there probably won't be a con speed at this one because there's really no room for it. And that, you don't have time to get it together.
I mean, I haven't done things last minute before. really?
Well, the panels, like, I don't have anything specific right now, but the panels are going to be gaming heavy, gaming specific. So, anybody that's planning on coming and you have a panel in mind or something that you want to do, message us at... anywhere we are on Facebook. anywhere we are. It's Geek Watch 1 now. It's no longer Kyle McKenna.
Yes,
it's
Geek Watch 1.
Kyle McKenna for a long time.
That's what happens when I give all the contact information. He never remembers it.
Mm-hmm. That's GeekWatch1 at gmail.com.
There you
good
go.
Job.
And then we're also Geek Watch 1 on Facebook. And I don't know if you can message us on the Instagram, but if so, send us a picture with a thumbs up or something.
You can leave a comment on Instagram.
You can comment.
You can tweet,
do a panel.
You can tweet at us. You can tweet at us.
Yeah. Also, you can get a hold of for panels and such. You can also go to the Audible website.
Yes.
And get to it through there, and it'll still get right to Kyle.
It will.
That's right.
So that's audible.info, and then on there you'll select which Audible you're talking about. Because there's only 57 of them.
Yeah.
You want the first one.
Usually it does rotate, doesn't
he? He rotates the most recent one to the top of the list.
Yes.
So, and I know this week or next, I'm sitting down with Mike McFarlane. We're going to set out the entertainment schedule. We will have 2 days packed full on the stage. All the guys you expect to see at Audible and maybe some surprises. So you'll
Winger?
See. I'm going to try.
Winger?
I would just, No. I was driving down 271 last month. Uh-huh. And they had one of the billboards for Hard Rock Roxino, and Winger was actually playing Hard Rock.
Dang!
He missed it.
I saw another one with Night Ranger.
Dang!
All of it. No, you gotta check out Hard Rock Roxino Northfield, because all of the 80s hair bands and stuff are still touring.
Oh, man.
They may only get 10 people in the crowd, and they're all gonna be older than you. But.
Winger, really?
Yeah. Wasn't it? Yeah, we saw Winger, because I was like, dude, I didn't even know they still existed.
A lot of these ones don't actually exist. One member that's the same or something.
At the end of this month, Richard Marx and Rick Springfield are doing an acoustic show at the university, and I want to go so bad.
I'll go with you. Why not? If no one else will go. I enjoy live music in general, so...
I was trying to get Dark Scott and looked at me. I'm like, Richard Marx is awesome. I don't care what it is.
I looked at you. I did not say don't buy tickets.
How long you been together? You can't read her yet.
No, well, see, here's the thing. See, like, I would go to every live show every night, but and she knows this.
That's the problem.
Yeah. No, what we need to do? Live music, we need to find a local blues bar here where we can just get live blues.
There's local blues.
There's a place we can go hang out on a Friday night and relax.
Yeah.
Dude, we gotta hook this up.
Shoot, there's a guy at my work who has a band called Cold Shot. that he plays.
Really?
Cool. So we gotta get something going here, man.
Oh, and by the way, they're going back to what we were actually talking about. I'm playing the Jesse role as she
was
meeting the
other
day. I was
going to say, that sounds familiar.
Just remember, this Odd Mall is February 11th and 12th.
Yes.
It's right before Valentine's Day. There's a lot of reason to go to Odd Mall before Valentine's Day if you don't know what to get people for Valentine's Day. There's always people making jewelry. There's people with chocolates. There's going to be,
going
to be a lot of chocolates. And, you know, these are good chocolates, not just buy them at Walgreens the night before chocolates. Exactly. All the bath supplies, the handmade soaps and lotions and massage oils.
Vicky, you never know. Since we've been doing Odd Malls, you figured out bath bombs right about when we started Odd Mall, wasn't it? You started getting them once in a while? It was somewhere in there. Well,
when we went on the chocolate walk.
Yeah.
She loves these things.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only reason we have a bathtub is so she can use bath bombs.
Bath bombs are popular.
Might as well use it.
I like all the handmade soaps. Some of them smell good.
Mm-hmm. I like the ones that they use eucalyptus in.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Sean.
Really good ones.
Well, hello again.
Welcome.
My buddy's in here out of town from Japan, so I figured I'd bring him by to the Malted Meeple.
Oh.
And when I saw that Geekwatch 1 was here, I figured I'd come in and say hello to you, gentlemen.
Welcome. And you're actually saying hello to all the listeners, too.
I know. Well, hey, Kylan, have you recovered from New Year's?
Yes. We don't need to talk about that.
I am fine.
Hey, the Geeksters, we did get the complete Nom story that Don always stops him when he's on air here.
There's many Nom stories. There are many.
We got one of them at least.
Well, at least you got that one. Good luck recovering.
Thank you.
Enjoy your evening.
Thank you.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
But anyways, I think that covers our three busy weekends in a row.
Yes. And then it's like, we still don't slow down because we got Concoction coming up on the horizon. Mm-hmm. And then you still don't know what's going on after that right now.
We start prepping for
the big ones
the
in the
big
summer.
Odd mall.
The big Odd Mall.
Yeah, the big Odd Mall.
The big Odd Mall in May.
And then we got the big summer convention. No, we got two Odd Malls in May this year.
Oh, God.
The second one's not confirmed yet.
Oh, okay.
But it's all but there.
Yeah, yeah.
Is this Odd Mall the same Saturday as Free Comic Book Day?
I don't know. Don will tell us in about 20 minutes.
Because
it always is.
20 minutes?
Well, hey, I'm taking into account the Meeple's internet speed.
Because this is what happens.
We're talking about the main one, right?
Yeah, yeah. The main one.
Okay, it's the one image that's not loading.
Because if that's the case, then we end up having to plan an operation.
Right.
Do you just walk across the street?
No. They have to go to...
No,
your,
we're not going
no,
to some...
No, to your free...
Rubber City Comics is not bad.
I have to go to my home.
Rubber City Comics is not bad.
It's the same day.
It is
the 6th.
Okay.
Oh.
No, that's okay.
A couple years ago, I did the running.
You did?
I went and got it. I got the stuff.
Yeah.
And we were fine.
And then, so...
Yeah, it's the one image that doesn't want to load on the Patreon.
Ah, okay.
Because they know I want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have to,
But it's okay because of the timing of things worked out.
Yeah, we'll work it out. We'll get it right.
Yeah.
And we always do.
That's true. And Andy usually will have a couple of comic vendors there just because of Free Comic Book Day.
And they,
too,
they typically
so.
Do have some free comics
yeah.
to give
yeah.
away and stuff. So.
I remember that from last time.
So we're busy people.
Yeah, we are.
So, but then after that, right on the heels of there, we're starting to get ready for the big cons. Because I think Vicky and I are talking about going back to Gen Con and Origins again this year.
Right.
I hope that you guys can get out to at least one of those. Was Dragon Con this year?
We're doing Dragon Con.
Oh, okay. So we're going to have...
We're actually in April, we're doing a steampunk con. And then in Labor Day, we're going to Dragon Con.
Very
awesome.
Cool.
So actually, we're going to have coverage of at least three of the biggest cons in the country, other than San Diego's the gold medal, we're going to get there at some point.
Yeah,
but
we're not. No. Don't tell people we're having coverage. We have people who are going to the con.
Yeah.
And we will give you a download afterwards. We're not covering it.
Well,
right.
Yeah, we're not going
to
have live coverage from
the
event.
You tried to recruit me for that.
And
every
podcast.
Because if New Year's Eve was any indicator.
Yeah, you know what New Year's Eve is like? You know what Con and the Cob is like? Well, Dragon Con is that kind of times 5 or 6.
I am super excited to go.
Yeah.
This is going to be my first time.
Oh, you're going too?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And you, honestly, parties from Wednesday evening...
Through Monday morning.
You could conceivably not sleep. I wouldn't suggest that.
Well, no, you go to enough parties, you're going to sleep one way or the other.
Yeah,
right.
Or another.
Yeah,
we've definitely got a lot of coverage.
Yes.
And then we don't know if Andy's doing another summer show for sure.
That he's working on that, but I know the second one in May is supposed to be an outdoor show, possibly.
Yeah, but that's not going to count as a summer show.
That's something else.
Yeah,
that's
going to
be different.
Separate, so.
That's going to be a lot smaller scale.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see what happens with that. But yeah, there could be even more coming up.
This is us just kind of like just shooting out there just like blindly, but... It's already looking to be a pretty active summer or 2017 for Geekwatch 1. And if you guys know, depending on where you are, take advantage of a lot of stuff that's going on in your local area, too.
This also means, Geeksters, that gives you a lot of time to be able to actually come out and hang out with the guys from Geekwatch 1. Let say hi. Pick up some buttons. Pick up some stickers.
That's right. Pick up our crap.
That's right. Because we're not going to be just in Northeast Ohio.
No, no.
We will be in other places also.
From the windows to the walls.
That's right.
And we'll stop at that.
So is there anything else we want to talk about before we actually get into what?
Not for our housekeeping. We don't need anything else.
Okay. So now the main reason we're actually here today to actually talk about the year that was 2016. Now, there was some...
The year
that
we
want
to forget.
Yeah, well, there was some good stuff that happened.
There were some good, very good things that happened.
Let's get some of the negative out of the way for in the world of geekdom.
How about we just pass? Because it's way too long.
We don't have to talk about the bad. Everyone knows the bad. Everyone knows everyone who died. Everyone can find all that stuff online.
The bad
and we don't
is
want
easy
to talk
to
about
it. Let's skip on to the good.
You can watch the Oscars if you want the In Memoriam segment. We can move on.
This year, that In Memoriam segment is going to be the entire show.
Yeah.
And the fact that Disney's going to get a big insurance payout for a certain someone dying previous to her finishing all her Star Wars.
I thought those Disney contracts were ironclad. Like, you can't even get out of it through death. I guarantee somehow they're going to fix that.
Oh, there's.
So she's going to be in episode 9.
That's they take insurance claims out on all their actors when they have contracts on them.
Yeah.
They're getting paid for her
not
finishing
the
contracts.
She's under contract to Disney for episode 9. She'll be in episode 9 somehow.
She already finished her episode 8 stuff before
that's
she
right.
asked. So.
So.
Well, that's how they got her as a young Leia.
Yeah, yeah. But she was alive where they could still do the motion capture.
Yeah, they could.
Alive, like.
But, so what's some of the good stuff you guys remember?
Deadpool.
Deadpool, yes.
The Deadpool movie was the best movie of last year.
Luke Cage.
Bar none.
Daredevil season 2.
Daredevil season 2 was awesome. DC Comics is killing it on TV now.
Oh, God, yeah.
They've got, what, 4 strong... Jeff Johns said, looking into 2017, there's an announcement coming for something else is coming now.
So many different things are coming.
Well, Netflix is killing it as far as having original shows on there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Netflix
Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Oh,
Stranger
yeah.
Things
yeah.
was awesome. Yeah. Amazing.
That's probably the best show on Netflix I've
there's
seen
a new,
in 2016 for me, at least.
Yeah. And there's a new
that.
Animated Trollhunter.
Okay.
That is like along the same lines as How to Train Your Dragon. It's the same art style. There is an even a little cameo of them on the computer of the kid who it's circling around. But I just watched the first 3 episodes today and I'm just like, dang it. There's 27 episodes and I'm going to watch all of them probably tonight.
Westworld.
Westworld.
That was the best new show.
I just started watching it today.
Yeah, so Westworld was like, I had to rewatch like the first 3 episodes because I was just like, "What am I watching?" Like it was good, and I knew I was enjoying it. But then like once I got, I'm like, "Oh my gosh!" It was just like a trip. Like
I called the fly. I was like, "Something happened to the fly."
Yeah, that was good.
So, well, let's get into some actual specifics. There's a lot of throwing out ideas and stuff, but let's get into Netflix. Now, we know we saw this year, we started out with a bang with, wasn't Daredevil the first major geekdom that hit
yeah.
for Netflix
mm-hmm.
this year?
Daredevil
and,
season 2.
There was some amazing stuff they put in there. Electro was introduced in this season, wasn't it?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And it totally changed the game, basically, in the way
did.
They did this. And, we can't forget, go ahead.
We finally got a decent Punisher. Now,
that's where I was going next,
yeah.
too.
That's not to say that the truth is I did enjoy... the movie with
Thomas Jane.
That was
yes.
probably the second best Punisher.
But yeah, I will give him that. That was just poor marketing. But John Bernthal, John Bernthal as Frank Castle. Wow.
And solely on the popularity of him in the series, he gets his own series.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, because they were not planning it ahead of time.
And, but, you know, when I got finished, when by the time the show ends, I'm like, come on, you got it. Like,
and they made people wait just a little bit.
I'm waiting for a teaser now.
Yeah, there were rumors that he was going to possibly show up in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, yeah, I didn't hear about
but
that.
Then come to find out it was...
He was already recording.
Yeah. So, and apparently there was talk that there was going to be tying him in with the Ghost Rider story, but then it was like, oh no, he's just filming his own series. Like, yes.
So when is that supposed to come out? Do we have an actual even a ballpark for a date for that?
I don't think they've released the exact order that the
I thought
three
it was
are coming
be this
out this
year.
It will.
It is this year. There's 3
yeah.
of them this year.
I know we have Defenders coming this year.
Yeah.
We have Punisher coming this year. What's the third one?
Iron Fist is the one coming first.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm
and
assuming Defenders will be second.
I think Defenders is coming after that, and then Punisher will be third.
Yeah.
I'm pretty
yeah,
excited
right.
about that.
Netflix is
going to
be.
Because you know what it is? They'll use Punisher. They'll use Punisher to start Netflix Phase 2.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it'll
wait,
be.
Yeah.
I feel
so
like there'll be a lot of
too?
Geeks who are going to be on vacation.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, weekend Iron Fist. I'm like, don't know.
Oh, we already know. Everyone knows that as soon as something drops on Netflix, that weekend's gone.
Yeah.
I'm like, Iron Fist, I think I might just take that weekend off from work. I think I might, because I'd be like, you know... Like I feel bad because I should have done it for Luke Cage, but I had stuff.
We still got
planned.
It in on that weekend.
I did, but I can actually kind of work it out so that because I'm like that's gonna be like wholesale violence and kung fu action, like Bull Market level stuff. I'm just saying, like you could take really you honestly could take that, go up to the Roxino and double down, and you have a guaranteed return. That's the kind of kung fu that you're going to be seeing in that, and I can't wait.
Do you think there's going to be more fighting in this than it is Daredevil?
Let me tell you something. Daredevil, you have ninjas, and Daredevil hates the ninja stuff. We all know that, right?
Right.
But see,
But we're talking about Danny Rand. We're talking about Iron Fist. We're talking about the master of the Iron Fist, the master of Shao Lao Kung Fu. It's going to be so much... I'm sorry, but this is the only way to put this. To quote my former boss, there ain't that much ass kicking and child abuse. I'm just saying. That's how much it's gonna be. I'm just saying.
Second question.
Yes.
For RZA being there, since we got Method Man and Luke Cage.
Ooh.
RZA and Iron Fist would be perfect.
If we got RZA, I would need somebody to do me a favor. And buy for me How to Even for Dummies and leave it on my doorstep. Because if we got the RZA in Iron Fist, I would lose the ability to even. Because I sit there, I almost lost the ability to even when Method Man, I'm like, Method Man? I'm just like,
Johnny Blaze.
Johnny E! Yeah. I'm like, okay, so if we get, I will lose the ability to even. I would need somebody to just put it on my doorstep, knock on the door, and leave. And then Dom come put it in my hand. Maybe I will eventually find the ability to even again so I can finish the series. I'm just saying. That's how it's going to be. That's how real it is.
And that's in March. March 17th is when Iron Fist drops.
And you know
what?
So forget St. Patty's Day. I'm be sober as no, I'll get out.
No one wants St. Patty's. No one cares about St.
Patty's. No. I'm like, you know, whatever. Iron Fist.
You don't have to be sober. You can just be in your own home.
When we drink sake.
See, see that mean this year?
Oh, man.
This year, St. Patty's Day is a Chinese holiday.
Yes, it is.
That sounds pretty good. Let's get some hot sake and watch Iron Fist.
The Irish holiday.
Chinese Irish.
That's right.
That's right.
So,
old Chang.
So next up on Netflix.
Are we done?
Oh my god!
Are you almost done?
Let me look at you.
Do you get my Facebook Messenger, by the way? I think I'm on break. That's all I'm gonna say.
A couple weeks ago.
Yes.
Yes.
Go.
Sorry, dog.
It's okay. Were you too broken to text back?
I was.
Okay, enough.
So next up, what was the next thing that dropped on Netflix? There was something between that and Stranger Things, wasn't there?
Stranger Things season 2.
For the major geekdom type stuff that dropped.
You mean from last year?
Yeah, from last year.
Oh, we were moving on to this year, weren't we?
Well, we will. I'm reviewing Netflix from last year.
We were talking about all of this year for now.
Well, that kind of moved to there, but we had started with Daredevil season 2. But the next one up was Stranger Things, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And Stranger Things kind of came out of nowhere, it seems.
That was like the best surprise.
I mean, they didn't keep it a secret that it was coming.
I'll be back.
Right.
They didn't keep it a secret that it was coming. Everybody had heard that this thing called Stranger Things was coming,
mm-hmm.
but no one knew what this thing called Stranger Things was.
No.
Well, the trailer did it. Trailer kind of like gave you some clues, but it wasn't enough to say this is what this is.
No.
Yeah, this was.
It just said this is a show that's going to be really good.
This was a true. Mm-hmm. I think it's a true love letter to everything that was awesome about TV and movies in the early 80s.
Yes. It felt, and I think that was the thing, like, I'm sitting there and I'm watching this from the opening credits to the closing credits. This show could have easily been plucked up from some network and some show that never got to see the light of day. And it was so good, you know? It was so good, and I mean, because I heard people talking about, man, you need to see Stranger Things, you need to see Stranger Things, and I'm just like...
But it wasn't just for geeks, like, it hit mainstream.
Yeah.
I was hearing people in my office talk about it, which was a big thing. Like,
that's because we live this stuff all the time.
Yes. Yes.
There was more of a nostalgia thing, even more, for people who had seen these movies and stuff once,
mm-hmm.
and then this reminded them everything about it.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you didn't have to be like a geek into sci-fi and stuff like that to really get into it.
My mom, who's not a horror movie person, her and dad, in an entire weekend, they sat through and watched the entire series.
Wow.
Yeah. So, like I said, it was a big surprise.
Mm-hmm.
People weren't expecting it. And then you, hit you upside the head with it.
Yes.
Looking ahead, we actually have Stranger Things season 2's coming.
Super excited about that.
Now, is this going to come same time as last year? Do we have any idea on that one?
We've I don't know if they've actually announced anything on
okay.
it yet.
Well, we've got some confirmation stuff that I do know about. I know it's supposed to take place a year after the first one.
Yes.
And there's three new actors being casted.
Adult actors or kids?
All.
Okay.
Get a good
range. And 11 is in it.
Yeah, I'll say L is supposed to be
to some degree.
You're getting, I think, like two people. I cast a female and two males. One's supposed to be like a bad butt biker or a bad butt Camaro. Something. He's like out of old school. Vehicle, then you're going to have a new female, then you're going to have a new antagonist.
They are saying probably summer is when it'll
hit. Okay. So, actually, probably about the same time as it was last year, then, because it dropped, what, late July?
Yeah.
I think somehow Radio Shack got involved with it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Which, for that time period...
Actually, no, that would make sure, that would work for that time period. Yeah. They're sponsoring it, because anything they want to build for the show, or they anything the kids on the show would want to build... Then go get it at Radio Shack.
Because
if everybody remembers what Radio Shack was.
Yeah, what it used to be.
Before it became a vehicle to sell Sprint.
Well,
For the little bit of Radio Shack that still exists, most of them have closed up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
so what?
I was just reading that Netflix Originals 2017, over 40 new series and specials to premiere in the new year.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's a lot.
They have a lot of stuff that people don't realize, though. Like even stand-up comedy and stuff, they have Netflix exclusive ones, and there's a lot of cartoons they have and series that people just don't realize
are just
Netflix.
Yeah,
I think the only cartoon that did the best on Netflix was Voltron.
Yeah,
speaking of what happened, speaking of what came out on Netflix.
Yeah, actually, we missed that one. Voltron came out in January, and like I said, I enjoyed the whole thing except the character Karin. He was too goofy for that character for that show.
Yeah,
it didn't. And for the tone they set for that show. It didn't fit.
But then again,
that was a true anime character for that type of show.
Yeah. Right.
In an anime show, if you're watching it, everything's dead serious, and you'll have this one goofball, crazy character that has no reason to be there.
Right.
It's just, that's anime.
Right.
Season 2 is going to come out.
Or 3 weeks, yeah. That's dropping soon.
Wow.
So, what else did we... looking back again, real quick, the last one we had... Sweet Christmas.
That's right.
Right on the heels of Stranger Things, we have Luke Cage.
Oh, man.
Now, once again, Kyle couldn't even.
He couldn't
even. I tried to be objective. The thing is, because this character is so close to my heart, and I've loved Luke Cage ever since I was a kid, but, you know, the thing was, I probably would have been the toughest critic or its biggest fan, you know. And the thing is, this show was, you know, it was the music, it was the characters, it was the writing, it was the environment. Everything was so spot on. And the thing is, I can't say that it was exactly from the page to the screen, because it had become its own animal at that point. And I think that's probably why I wanted more than anything. You know, because sometimes you want from page to the screen. But there's... if you're able to take such an iconic character and you're able to, I don't know, give it a bit of unique flavor, you know, that if you're able to do that and still, you know, wow people with it instead of like, huh? Then... Netflix, I don't know who the geniuses were behind that, but oh my God.
You know what? It's got to be the people that used to come up with the good shows on the Sci-Fi Channel, or Sci-Fi, since they changed. and they kept canceling them. And they're like, hey, Netflix.
Yes, because seriously, I mean, this, you know, it wasn't just, he's just a typical, just an average guy. Okay, true, he's steel hard skinned and super strong with, but you know, he just kind of, he doesn't want to be bothered.
Right.
You know?
Wants to fit in, unlike everybody else.
You know,
he doesn't want to wear a mask. He just wants to be Luke Cage.
Just want to be Luke Cage, you know, but I'm like, sorry, dude.
Well, that's actually something you're seeing with the Defenders team that they're building.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Daredevil has embraced that he's a superhero.
Yeah.
That's the way it is. But you look, Jessica Jones. Mm-hmm. Jessica Jones is just a private eye. She happens to have all these abilities.
Yeah.
Luke Cage. He just wants to be a regular dude out there. It's not his fault he has this stuff. He just happens to have it. So if he helps someone, awesome. If he doesn't, oh well.
Right.
And Danny's like a little bit in the middle of both.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He feels this is his duty, but he doesn't care who knows or not. This is what he's here for.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's a different type of hero than we've seen to this point in live media since the starting of like Marvel Studios,
right?
Since Iron Man, or actually since the early 2000s when they started with X-Men, the first Spider-Man series.
Right. Do we count Blade? It's a
different type of hero. Well, Blade would really he's a hero. But he was really.
But
like,
he kind of paved the way for, I think, the Netflix series for Marvel.
Yeah, Blade, I always point to Blade, because I think a lot of people forget that.
Yeah.
Blade was the first clue that people had that you could do a superhero movie
violently
and do it properly. Yeah. And people, because
actually, if you go back, Blade, if I remember right, I'm trying to think, that was the first Marvel comic book movie.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, Punisher.
There were some TV movies, and there was Punisher, if you want to actually call that Punisher.
Right, because he didn't even have a skull at all in that whole movie.
That was just a vigilante killing people movie.
Right.
There's Dark Blade. Blade was the first Marvel Comics movie that was actually recognized and embraced that this is a Marvel Comics movie.
Oh, this is a superhero?
Yes. Yes.
Right. But, yeah, Luke Cage was awesome.
It was.
And then I think that rounded out the year for Netflix.
Black Mirror.
Oh, Black Mirror. See, we didn't actually see Black Mirror. BBC?
Black Mirror started as a British show on Channel 4. It started back in 2011.
Okay.
Netflix commissioned the most recent season. So it became Netflix exclusive this past year.
But
it had
been off the air for a while.
Yeah, it had been off the air for a few years.
So
and Netflix wanted
We've not
more.
Talked about it much because I know we haven't seen it. What is Black Mirror?
Black Mirror is it's basically an anthology series. Each one's its own story, kind of in the vein of Twilight Zone, except it's very tech relevant. Some of it is present day, some of it's distant future, some of it might not be on Earth, but it's always kind of like, how far does technology go? How far do we let it go wrong? And it's got a lot of dark tech stuff, and there's one episode where a guy is they're testing implants for gamers where you're totally immersed in a game and all of these things are going on and things are going wrong that aren't supposed to be going wrong and all this, and it's kind of like some of them are little horror stories. Other ones are there's an episode with Haley Atwell someone dies and there's a system of bringing people back to life as duplicates and how that works out, and but every single one is different, but everyone has a tech going wrong kind of thing to it.
So it falls in a line with like an Outer Limits or a Twilight Zone, except this actually has or even a Tales from the Crypt style show, but their theme in theirs is the tech.
Yeah, it's less flat out horror like those ones it's more tech related. And some of them are just weird, and some are really creepy, and some just make
some
you
of
think.
Those style shows are some of the best ones out there. Because you get being able to do one-hour episodes, you get a chance a lot. You get to give a chance to a lot of writers and a lot of directors to try something.
And
if their idea flops,
there's not a lot of episodes out there.
Yeah,
the scenes are really short.
Each one is amazing. Like
but
they're really well done.
If the idea doesn't work, you have one bad episode in a season.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I
honestly don't think that Black Mirror has a bad episode.
No. Yeah.
Wow.
There's one episode that got a lot of talk this year because of a certain relationship involved. It was called San Junipero.
One of the best episodes this season.
It was perhaps the best of the entire series.
Though that first episode, though.
Well, the first one's memorable.
Yeah. the first of this season.
Yeah.
The Facebook episode.
But San Junipero is like, it's a really... It brings up a lot of relevant, current social and political topics that hit a lot of people, but it was one of the few episodes that had kind of a happy ending.
Hmm.
Okay. So I don't want to say anything about it because
is that the one
that Thomas told you about.
Okay.
But it like even if you don't watch all the rest of it, it'll be kind of confusing at first. But you should at least watch that episode.
But you can watch any episode.
Yeah.
And
it doesn't matter what order.
I guess there's a reason why it keeps popping up in my thing is suggested.
Recommend it.
So that was definitely a good one. I honestly only just discovered Black Mirror this year because it had been just British.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And been
Channel
4
is not even BBC, is it?
And no.
No.
So
Channel 4 is
it's one
big.
Of the few independent channels in Britain.
Yeah.
So that means their stuff doesn't come across very often.
I ended up watching all of the episodes within like a 1 month span.
But there was a Christmas episode at the end of the series.
Yeah.
But it had John Hamm on it.
Yes.
And I saw that on TV and it was just like...
this is brilliant. I have to watch the rest of it. Yeah, people John Hamm.
People show up who are not only British actors, but American actors. Yeah. And there are a lot of British actors who you'll recognize from other things.
We've been over this. But yeah, there's only 13 or 14 British actors out there, so you're going to see them in every British show.
That was one of my favorite series.
And any British actor that's actually any good comes over here.
That's true.
That's true.
For a little while, anyway.
So, but that rounds out Netflix for this year. And really, I'm thinking, break it down, what we focus on our show usually is the TV and movie aspect of a lot of this, because that's what the broad ranging, a lot of geeks, that's what they have time for mostly. Yeah. Now, we talk games some, we talk comic books, but a lot of times we focus that more on our actual individual shows.
Right.
On the comic books. So, let's go into just regular TV for a while. What were some of the memorable moments you remember from the TV for this year?
The Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah.
Walking Dead.
That's the one that pops up for normal TV.
Oh, yeah.
What happened on there?
Finally having Negan on The Walking Dead made me so happy.
God, yeah.
Like, and finally losing a character I've hated for so long made me so happy.
I did.
Bulging eyeball and all.
I didn't hate it, but if they would have took away from the book, because I was telling everybody, like, it's going to be Glenn. Like, no, it won't. Like,
at this point, everybody knows all the spoilers.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, at the end of the season, I called that it was going to be Abraham. I knew it was going to be Abraham first.
That's why my friend said that, and I'm like, no, it's Glenn. Turns out, it's both of them.
Did they finish the season yet, or is it still going?
No, it's
season, yeah, okay. Like everything else.
So,
but the cliffhanger from last season was when Negan showed up, and he had the main crew basically on their knees lined up, and he was going to kill one of them.
Hey.
And over the course of the summer, the rumor started that he was going to kill two, using Lucille, which is his barbed wire covered baseball bat. You saw
his wife.
Brian.
Yeah. I was going to say, at Con on the Cop, Negan visited us during our live show.
He gave us chocolate.
And gave us chocolate.
That's true.
I wouldn't accept it, but.
And so at the very first episode of the season is when he took a couple of people out. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. He's been taking a lot of people out.
Yeah.
And have they announced, are they coming back, or have they been renewed for another season? Or is this
Oh, yeah.
How long are they planning on going with this?
They're still going with the comic book, so who knows?
They're going, so.
You know what it is? They're racing Supernatural to see who's going to go longer.
Good.
I mean, they've only gone, this is what, fifth season?
Yeah.
So they have a long way to go.
Six.
But, last I heard, Supernatural's still coming back again next year.
Yeah,
why?
It is.
Why?
Because the CW likes giving them money.
I like Supernatural,
ratings.
But
they
I...
They still get the ratings.
And, I need a break.
Jensen Ackles and Jared Padalecki like receiving money from the WB.
I'm not hating on that.
Also,
I'm just...
I don't
the show
think they could
so
do
long
another show.
At this
I
point,
think
no,
they've
no
been in those
no
characters so long. Unless it was some sort of
no
cop drama.
That's definitely...
They couldn't.
No one's
going to
see that as someone else.
Yeah, like, they would have to be, like...
I would.
A modern-day Starsky and Hutch. Because I'm sorry.
they don't have to be together. I just want
to
see...
They just have to move into movies. Because I couldn't see them in another TV series.
I would say, after hearing his voice on Red Hood...
Yeah.
I'm like, you could just voice Red Hood. You can
do
a lot of voiceovers now.
Would you have, Vicky?
Residuals, they would have to.
Yeah, at this point, they've done so many seasons that the way the residuals work in Hollywood, they're already in syndication, and they can retire now after the show and live comfortably for the rest of their lives.
They don't necessarily want to. Though.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
Just
because
you
can. It's
what they like to do. It's not
And I made a realization this year. It just hadn't clicked in my head that the two of them have been brothers on TV longer than their kids have been alive.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Their kids have never known a time when they weren't working together.
Well, their kids are really young. They've only
had
a few months ago. Well, Dawn and I were talking about this because she was watching an episode that was during the 5-year arc. And she's like,
yeah, the current ones that
they look
playing
funny back
on like, TBS or whatever are the early years. And I'm like, holy crap, they're babies.
Yeah,
yeah, I when I finished watching the Gilmore Girls revival, he's at the Dean from that show is at the very end. And just looking at him now, he's still got the Sam Winchester beard. And it's like, no, that is not the same person.
They're immoral.
I've really liked, to bring it back, though, is Fear the Walking Dead. I think they've done a really good job of doing an offshoot of The Walking Dead.
Okay.
See, like, I watched some of the first season, and then I was like, I don't like any of these characters. I don't care if they die.
Really?
It's like, I was like, Mom, we're done.
Yeah. There was no...
And then, of course, the one guy ends up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. anyway, so...
Yes.
That one was... Is that going to make it for a second season, or did they...
Yep. Yeah, it's already
there is a second season. Yeah.
Good.
Since we're on Walking Dead, the video game was really good that came out last year.
Which one? Telltale ones?
Yeah, that was the... Well, they only had two episodes, but
I've
still...
I've played really very good little of the Telltale video games. Mm-hmm. But from what I've heard... they've not had a bad one yet.
No,
they have some that are okay.
Yeah.
But there's nothing that's been a flop.
Right,
right.
And the model they have, they're making money hand over fist selling this episodes at a time,
mm-hmm.
or seasons at a time.
And they've had so many licensed ones. They've had, Borderlands, I think. They had Walking Dead, of course, Batman.
Batman's the newest one, I believe.
Wolf Among Us, that's from another
DC
Vertigo. Yeah.
And there's going to be Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
And they also did Game of Thrones. That was probably their biggest one.
No, we have
Wolf well, besides Walking Dead.
We have Wolf Among Us on our Xbox account that we got to eventually download and play through it.
Sweet. So. I haven't played the Game of Thrones, so we'll see how that goes. Maybe this year.
Telltale has basically inked out a new niche in gaming, basically. Video games have always been an interactive story.
Yeah.
Right.
But this is a truly immersive story that you play part of the character of.
And there was another game that came out years ago, but way back in like 2004, 2003, I can't think of the name of it, but the one that really got over was Heavy Rain doing that.
Oh, yeah. I think that was like the start of it all when they started doing that.
There was a game for the PS2 and Xbox, but I can't remember. That is what
they
I think started
Sam
off.
They did the Sam and Max games also, I believe.
Yeah, it just wasn't as crucial with your decisions.
So, and they have an interesting look about their games too, the noir look.
Right.
And all the games I've seen have that.
Yeah.
It's a very almost monochrome color palette.
Yeah.
Where there's some color, but it's all within the same range.
Yeah.
And that's all part of what makes it, you can just, in 3 seconds, you can tell if it's a Telltale game or not.
Yes. Yeah.
Which is perfect for your business model.
Right.
Right.
So, back to TV. We talked Walking Dead. We've gotten all over the place on that. What else you guys got?
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, I was going to bring it up.
Yes. In the summer, they were given to Death Spot.
Yes.
How's the ratings doing now that they're in the 10 o'clock Death Spot? Because they took that 10 o'clock Death Spot and ran all the way to the bank with it.
That's true.
We don't have the numbers yet.
It's right. Marvel, though.
So I'm going to look up the numbers and see how it's doing.
No, here's the thing, though. The head of programming over at ABC is looking for any... we believe that she's looking for any reason possible to get rid of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Mm-hmm.
Because she looked for any reason possible to get rid of Agent Carter.
Peggy mm-hmm. Carter, yeah.
Peggy Carter, and also to get rid of, she took away the...
it was so short, that's
Mockingbird and...
Yeah.
The Most Wanted.
The Most Wanted. Which I was so looking forward to Most Wanted, you know?
Everybody wanted this.
Yeah, everybody did.
You know, and I kept hoping that we would see... Mockingbird and... I can't think of his name now, to see two of them back.
Hunter
and Mockingbird back.
We still could at some point.
It could.
You gotta remember, I saw some headlines, I haven't read the stories yet, but I guess we're done with Ghost Rider part of the character, at least for the rest of the season.
Yes.
Because that was a very expensive character.
It was.
Yeah.
But he was a fun character.
He was getting my interest for the show.
It was
Ghost Rider.
Mm-hmm. So, what do you got?
No, I was going to say, this season of S.H.I.E.L.D. is the only season I can actually tolerate.
Yeah, because I haven't been the biggest fan of S.H.I.E.L.D. I wanted a Mockingbird series, so I'm a fan of her, and then Ghost Rider on there.
I liked her and Hunter together. I liked that. But everything else, I'm like...
Yeah,
that's
weird.
Me too.
Until this season, this actually seems like one of the... They actually started at the beginning of the season and had a cohesive story all the way through. Because S.H.I.E.L.D. up to this point, admittedly, has been stop and go.
Right.
Yeah.
They'll get something going and then kind of just falls apart. And then they'll get something going and it just kind of falls apart. I know what it is them dealing with movies and having this other stuff with it.
Right.
But they've found their niche. They've sat back and said, you know what? The movies are going to do their thing.
Right.
Let's tell a story that's outside of where the movies are at so that we don't have
and
to
that's
deal
why
with
the
that
Netflix series
well, honestly,
do so, does so well.
Exactly. The previous seasons have felt like producer interference or like the network interference, like saying, well, we want to appeal to more than just the Marvel geeks, so let's do this.
Marvel geeks are going to pay the bills.
We don't need the pandering, we don't need all that junk. We just want the nice, geeky Marvel story.
And is it me, or did this season feel more like you were actually reading a comic book?
Yep.
It did.
You're watching it play out on screen.
Well, yeah. I was finally getting the S.H.I.E.L.D. that I know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's not to say that I haven't enjoyed the show all along. I have. But I've finally gotten the S.H.I.E.L.D. that I know.
The hints that they were giving us that they wouldn't follow.
Yeah.
Right. You know, and I mean, I was fine them kind of, just kind of
know, dipping the toe in the pool as far as the superhero thing. I get that. That was fine. But, you know, the whole thing with Hydra went a little long. So I was glad that
Hydra thing, I don't think, went too long. It was all the stuff with Ward. They kept bringing it back and forth, up and down, and it just...
Yeah.
And let the story end. They went way past what felt like an organic ending point for that character.
They did. They did. And so, you know, and the thing is, like, if they wanted to... If this was a great start point for them to almost renew the show. Mm-hmm. If they wanted to. And I'm not saying that Marvel doesn't want to do that. I'm sure they do.
Oh, Marvel wants to.
But it depends on if the people in the ivory tower, you know, want to.
Lets them. Yeah. Because what it is I think we actually just need to go write whoever is in charge of this and tell her, we want strong women characters. We want strong characters. We want good stories. We don't want Romeo and Juliet. That's been done.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, even with Ghost Rider with Daisy, it was like, huh?
Yeah, it's like
that was the one thing I was like, wait, I did not expect that at all.
Like the network again saying, well, we got to draw in these young women. They want to see the love story. It's like,
what it is, a lot of times, I'm looking at the movie studios we've seen have started to figure out that the straight comic book geeks, just them, will pay for what you want to do.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, if you play a little bit wider, you get a whole lot more money, you get extra. Because if you look at what DC's done this... Good or bad, what DC has done in movies this year with Batman v Superman and Suicide Squad, both of them monetarily were very successful movies. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's because there's enough comic book geeks out there that they will pay to see your movie. Whether you hit it dead out of the park,
they weren't, but the fans will defend them.
They're going to show up at least that opening weekend, and usually that opening weekend is going to pay for the movie.
Right.
That's the problem with DC. More. DC is basically the Tyler Perry of comic book movies. Yeah. Like, because there are fans who will go
and they will make money
for the movies so they can make more movies. Tyler Perry is the devil incarnate, and we all know this. But he keeps making
You've been listening too much to Tyler, the Creator.
He keeps making the movies, they keep making money. It's the same with DC. They pander to the DC fans
and don't actually make good
stories, but they make enough... That people will go.
Luckily, we are seeing an improvement in that.
That's the one thing.
Suicide Squad was much better than Batman v Superman.
No, compared to Batman vs. Superman, Suicide Squad was a big improvement.
Wonder Woman.
It was.
And from all intent, from all looks, Wonder Woman is going to be amazing.
What they have to realize is, though, that the geek people include women.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I mean, so if you're going to make it geared towards the geek community... that includes women, and you don't have to change the story just to draw them in.
And no matter how much.
And the whole girl toys
and the Wonder Woman
too.
Movie doesn't need a romance.
No.
Period.
No.
But I was going to say, the thing that draws...
Especially with Chris Pine. Oh, my God.
Some people disagree with you. But
I mean, it's okay, like, Black Widow. Black Widow doesn't need a man. I mean, the way they draw her. I mean, well, not draw her, but...
Okay, honey.
Sorry. The way they write her, she is a strong, dangerous character, you know, and you know that. Like,
you know that from her first scene in the first Avengers movie.
Yes.
Not first Avengers movie, the first Iron Man 2.
Iron Man. Well, I'm talking the one where she's... Was that Iron Man where she's getting questioned by the Russians?
That's
the one I'm talking about.
Okay.
And, I mean, like Steve Rogers sees her as his
equal. Yeah.
You know, because, you know, she's a soldier like him.
Well, the thing is, though, with her, if she wants a man, she gets a man. She doesn't wait for the man to come get her.
No.
You know, that makes it a different kind of love story or whatever. That's different.
Right.
Yeah.
In that case. So if they do that kind of thing with Wonder Woman, where, you know, she's always saving the day, then that's fine.
I think that's what's going to be happening. I mean, from the trailer.
As much of a problem as I have with casting, I'm willing to see the movie.
You don't like Gal Gadot?
No, she's not Wonder Woman. Absolutely.
From
not
what
Wonder
she
Woman.
Did, is how she both
done.
Have
Wonder
you
Woman. Ever read Wonder Woman comics? Because she's not Wonder Woman.
Have you read the New 52? That wasn't Wonder Woman.
I don't support DC.
I'm a supporter.
I'm
big supporter of DC.
They overly pad her. I was expecting that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, all
make
I've
her actually look like the comic.
Did you
character.
Did you like the what was that? The '70s series Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
When I was
Linda
a child.
Stuff?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to wonder, because everybody that was defending that said, this was a better Wonder Woman. Like, she's even bigger than back then.
That's still a fun show, as long as you're keeping it in the eyes of this was from the 70s.
It's in the 70s.
Right.
If you watch it now, it's still, most of the effects and stuff they did in that actually hold up, because they did everything physically.
Yeah.
Because, well, they couldn't do it any other way.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Gal Gadot was one of the better things from the Batman vs. Superman movie.
Yeah.
Oh, no, she is one of the only good things in that movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
So, what else? Was there anything else on the TV we want to touch on?
Can we
touch? Talked about Westworld.
Yeah, we talked about Westworld.
Yeah.
Vikings. Yeah, Viking came back. We're like two episodes behind, but Vikings has been amazing so far this season. Have you guys been watching?
Ivor scares the crap out of me.
Yeah, she's Ivor's a little scary, which is cool. The one out of all Vikings, the one crippled guy, is the one that you can see in his eye that he's going to kill everybody. That's just what he is. He's in that village in England, and he's sitting there, and he's going to be a cripple now, and he's like, he's going to kill that entire village. They don't know what they have. Everybody's going to die.
Time travel shows have been doing well. You've had Legends of Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Has had a couple of solid plot lines.
Yeah.
And then the show Timeless has been really
well. Timeless has been really good.
Do we throw Flash in there, too?
No.
not because, as a time travel
because
show.
Because Allen, the 2016 got screwed up. So, no, we don't throw it in
there. That makes sense now.
See? That's what happened.
Flashpoint did.
Timeless has had not just good plots as they travel to the past, but realistic stuff. Like the one black guy who's part of the team. They're just like... You need to stay in the car. You can't live here with us. Or when he's on the street and there are, separate water fountains at a certain time period and he has to deal with that. Mm-hmm. And part of it is him going, what the hell? But at the same time, he knows he has to deal with that.
Exactly.
And just like all the other little things that you've always thought about in time travel shows, like how could they do this and how could they do this? Then all of a sudden it's like, they actually address it.
Yes.
Like there are things that happen present day with her suddenly not having a sister when she came to the present. And everything they did in the past had nothing to do with her life.
That's one thing I like about the show is the fact that all of the time travel shows they've ever done, always, every one of them, if they go to the past, no matter what they do to save or fix the past, it doesn't make any changes to the future because they stopped whatever the one thing is they decided to do in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And this, they did what they're supposed to do in the past and stopped it or made the event happen the way it was supposed to happen. But it still made changes because they did change something while they were there.
Right.
Yeah. And they didn't show what it was something changed.
It was the butterfly effect where it was something small and all of a sudden it's huge life change. And it also brings up people going back in time trying to make sure these historical events happen, but they're horrible things, like assassinations and such.
Exactly.
And yet they have to step back and go, no, we have to let
having
it happen.
Having to allow certain things
we can't stop it.
They deal with questions like the classic one, is if you could walk up to Adolf Hitler in 1930, shoot him in the head, and walk away, would you?
Exactly.
Well, this one, they realized that if Hitler did not do what he did, we would not be where we are now. The U.S. space program would never happen.
Yep.
Right.
We may not have been on the moon. Someone else would have been on the moon.
And they actually, it's not just that they address these things. They actually talk about them. The characters have problems with each other based on the choices they make in it. Like, it's a pretty deep show for being just network.
Yeah.
it's almost like it's written by someone in Britain or something.
I'm glad that they include a historian with the team, because I'm like, there are certain things that, like... Like the assassination of Abraham Lincoln. It has to happen. It doesn't matter that you're sitting there and you know what's going to happen and you could change it, you could stop it, but what is the downstream impact?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know that. For all you know, you come back and...
But there was the Civil War episode where someone died who was supposed to write a letter, and the letter was what kicked off something else and something else.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, he can't have died now, because in 2 days' time is when he writes this letter that gets delivered. And
it was the Alamo episode.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they had to write the letter. They had to try and remember what was in the letter to write it, so it got done.
Luckily, history changed only that much.
Yeah. But every time they come back, something has changed just a little, because they affected something, whether they tried to let everything go right or something had to be done to change it a little bit on their behalf, but something changes every time they come back.
And it's like you said, like, nobody has ever... I think the only time you ever seen a real effect to somebody's time travel was the butterfly effect.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. And I'm just like, exactly. Yeah. But, and I have to admit, like, I watch a show and I say every time, okay, how are you going to F up history this time? Because you know it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, the minute you talk about traveling back in time, you're automatically going to screw mm-hmm. it up. Because the argument is invalid. Oh, well, you know, maybe this is how it's supposed to happen. No.
And the thing is, they don't muddle it by saying, oh, there's now alternate timelines where this could have happened.
No.
They don't muddle that at all. It's just like everything's yeah. one timeline.
And
once we go back, this happens, we come back forward, we're...
And
that's
you, and
like
you,
Doctor
there,
Who. Yeah.
And,
yeah.
There, and there's no traveling back. There's no traveling
back
to change.
It.
Either
no,
because
exactly.
it's just like just that one
it.
Trip
you
and
get one
it.
Chance, and that's it.
You know?
And the thing is, even if they would go back, they don't know what they did that caused all these other things
mm-hmm.
to happen.
Exactly.
So you could make it even worse.
Right.
So, and I think that wasn't there one episode that one of them actually had to do whatever the heinous act was because they had stopped whoever was that was supposed to
someone
do it?
Had to shoot someone.
Yeah, I think they had to shoot someone.
It was something
yeah,
like that.
I mean, I just think that's been a surprisingly good show.
Yeah,
it was.
Like, that was one of the ones that was really
it looked like the ad,
had,
like.
Yeah,
maybe,
I was kind of like, man,
maybe not.
I've been avoiding that show for so long because I'm just like, time travel.
Again.
You know, I can, yeah, I can handle it with Doctor Who. I can handle it with Tomorrow, a Future.
Legend.
That, Legends
yeah.
of
Legend
Tomorrow. Because, you know, those are really big, good mm-hmm. shows that have it all together. But it's worked. It,
yeah.
it has worked.
Yeah.
Well.
Give,
yeah.
Give it a shot.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
It's
well,
just,
and
it's impressive for us to be saying watch a major big four network show.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. That gets it right.
Yeah.
And speaking of time travel, there was also the Doctor Who Christmas special. Yeah.
I never
yes.
saw
the
yes.
only
yes.
Who
yes.
we got this year.
I know.
We are four episodes into season 9, so we will, by the end of this week, we'll actually have season 9 watched.
It's both awesome and sad at the same time, because I didn't want it to end.
Yes.
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 I heard it had a superhero on.
But for
yeah,
a change,
yeah.
there were no tears, and there was no death, and so
right.
we were fine.
Right. And how was it a Doctor Who Christmas special?
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, but they made up for that last night.
It was
yeah.
a little different. There was an American
yeah.
setting, so that made it a little different anyway.
Oh, and it was all British actors playing Americans.
Yes, it was.
Yes.
It was British actors playing Americans. But it was pretty
good.
Did
they at least have American accents?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It was good. And yeah, and of course we had, just last night, we had Sherlock.
I heard that was coming back. I just...
And, yeah, they did. They made up for the Doctor Who Christmas special. All I could say was on Facebook directly afterwards, I just said, damn you, Gatniss and Moffat.
Oh, no. Yeah.
How many episodes are we getting of Doctor or of Sherlock this time?
Is
this going to be
just
three?
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 I think it's just three.
Like
and
it's 2 hours.
And
it's
three
like
weeks in a row. It's,
that's what they usually do.
Yeah.
yeah.
Is it like
but
2 hours? They're 2 hours.
Two-hour episodes.
Episodes.
Yeah.
So it's three movies.
Yeah.
They used
yeah.
to, see, the last time they did it, they skipped weeks though. It was an awkward.
Yeah.
Timing they had on it, but this time it's 3 weeks in a row.
Well, hey, they've got Victoria coming out in 2 weeks, so I think they're going to keep it straight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they got if I remember right, one of the. Most people's biggest Sherlock television thing that they loved was the old Masterpiece Theater Sherlock's. And if I remember right, weren't those 2-hour movies?
I think they were,
yeah.
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 So it's like
Masterpiece
they're
Theater always
that.
Has that sort
yeah.
of thing. That Masterpiece Mystery is
yeah.
always
yeah.
like
yeah.
the hour and a half to 2-hour blocks.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're keeping in the tradition of the
mm-hmm.
Television Sherlock.
Mm-hmm.
So
and you actually got to see him fight this time, which was
yeah, he actually did some of the Sherlock
wow.
fighting.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, okay, cool.
You know, Cumberbatch put in some of that, you know, Doctor Strange training. Did some fighting there, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
well,
maybe he did, because he's... Nice.
And the funny thing is, you can tell when it was filmed, because they have the MI5 building in one of the shots, and it's the one that was destroyed as part of the filming for Spectre.
Because
it showed up, I'm like, oh, the building, it's there, it's a lovely building.
See, I was wondering if they actually did demolish a building for Spectre.
It was set. It was
okay.
set for demolition, and they filmed it as part of Spectre.
And then Spectre decided, you know what? You're gonna do. Give us a minute.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's what it was.
Which that was an awesome. That was also awesome that I found a couple months ago when I saw Spectre's on Netflix.
Oh,
and on
it?
Hulu,
mm-hmm.
yes,
nice.
And on Hulu. That was one of the, in my opinion, that was one of the best Daniel Craig James Bond movies.
We saw some of the props from it when we were at the Spy Museum this summer
yeah.
in DC.
Mm-hmm.
They had his nails, that his claw nails, and
mm-hmm.
they had the Spectre ring, and they had a few
yes,
nice.
Yeah,
so it was cool.
So, but we've talked about TV and Netflix, and let's look at some of the. Now we've talked most of the major tentpole movies
mm-hmm.
on here.
Yeah.
What were some of the smaller ones that surprised you guys this year?
Hardcore Henry.
You guys were ready for that question, weren't you?
Hardcore Henry.
Hardcore Henry was a good one.
I didn't think that was going to be good for a first person. It was like, no.
I didn't get a chance to see it yet.
Okay. I love, like, ultra uber violence, and I was looking forward to it, but my problem is I can't play first shooter or watch first shooter video games. Like, I have not made it past about an hour or so of playing the Deadpool video game because I get nauseous. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't so sure about seeing on a huge screen what looks like a first-person video game.
That was scary.
I actually took medicine before I went to see the movie.
Yes, oh my god.
I survived the movie. It might be better on the small screen. I might not have that kind of effect on the small screen. But it did, it was definitely completely first-person shooter, like, you're completely in his head the whole time.
Do you ever actually see his face in the entire movie?
You see a reflection of part of his face at one point. That's it. That is it. So it really worked well. Like, they did a really good job of not letting that up at all for the whole movie.
Nice.
The whole time, like, from the beginning, it's nonstop running.
Well, it's a first-person shooter.
It's like an episode
of 24, mixed with...
Okay, there's a couple times where, like, there's this explosion. Like, he's riding his motorcycle, and he jumps off the motorcycle on top of the truck.
Yeah.
And then the truck explodes, and he's flipping, and he lands in the grass. And you're like, honestly, like, I'm sitting there like, oh my god, I think I was breathing hard. My time was up. And I'm just sitting there, and you're just sitting in the seat, and you're like, wait a minute.
Hit pause.
Yeah,
pause.
You want to take a break.
So where's the pause button?
It was especially for an innovative movie like that.
Yes.
For them to be able to pull it off really pretty well was impressive.
It really was.
I know there was two movies that surprised me that were actually indie sci-fi movies. The one we had talked about that we discovered doing our first ever movie review for the preview was at Synchronicity. Did you guys ever get a chance to actually
watch
that?
I never did get to see Synchronicity, no.
It's surprising because it was a sci-fi noir.
Right.
And it was a time travel one about a time loop. And within a couple days that it takes place? But just like a lot of these indie sci-fi movies, you end up with one or two named actors in there. Like Michael Ironsides was in this movie. Mm-hmm. But it was a fun movie. It surprised me, like I said, because I wasn't expecting this to be the quality it actually was.
Right.
The other one was Midnight Special that came out this year. It was Michael Shannon and who's the kid's mom?
I have no idea.
I'm drawing a blank, but this kid has powers of some sort.
Kirsten Dunst.
Yes.
Kirsten Dunst.
Oh.
And this whole cult has built their whole cult around this kid having powers.
Oh.
So, and the idea is the dad and the mom are trying to get the kid out of there, mm-hmm. and the whole cult is trying to get the kid back. Mm-hmm. And the kid can eventually find out the kid can see other dimensions or something to do with that.
Okay.
It's one of those that, it was a blink and miss it. It was only in theaters for 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It was March or April? Mm-hmm. So it was one of the early, like we said, a lot of times January, February, you get these movies that people, they want to get them out there. But they know there ain't no way they're going to just get flushed in the summer.
Right.
Late spring and summer. So they tried to get them out early.
Did we see Witch? Mm-hmm.
There was another movie. I didn't see this, but did really good critically. Nice Guys.
Yeah.
Anybody?
I heard about that, I think. Yeah.
It did really
wasn't
good.
That,
I didn't see it, but like I said,
that was a buddy
really
cop
good.
Movie, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah. From what I've heard,
it was a buddy cop.
Story
or something, or...
Not that I know of. They said it was something like what was that? Lethal Weapon would have been if they would have kept going on for this era.
Okay.
It did really good critically. They made back their money barely, but the critics gave it a lot of thumbs up.
Yeah, the Witch was the other one that we saw. That was we went to the Nightlight to see that.
I had two, one surprise, one not surprise. Was The Conjuring 2, the horror movie? Mm-hmm. I was surprised that it was actually good.
See, we saw the first one, and I wasn't sure, because you know what the sequels are.
I expect the sequels to be really bad, especially if it's a horror movie.
Yeah.
But the sequel was really good.
Oh, okay.
But the other one that was not a surprise to me, but maybe to others, was how much and well-received the Ghostbusters was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, especially
because
with all the
big complaints about the women. And
yeah. As much as the negative they were getting at the very beginning, And then what we actually got. It was that was a very well done
Ghostbusters was fun. It had, it was definitely the spirit of the original in terms of just the fun they had and the camaraderie and the type of story it was. It wasn't overly serious. It was just fun to watch.
And it wasn't like a strict reboot.
Exactly.
When they do that.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So those are only two.
Yeah, there was something I remembered before year two that it was back to TV for a minute, but I don't remember what it is now. And actually, we're getting close to time anyway.
Well, there we go.
Well, you did your research. You did Life of Pets.
Yes, Vicky was talking about the surprise. And it looked hilarious. And actually, it wasn't Secret Life of Pets when we saw it this summer. Kids' cartoons. Mm-hmm. You see all the really funny stuff on the trailers, and then that's it.
Yeah.
The kids are still rolling on the floor, but the adult stuff, the adults are going to like as long. This one was actually funny almost all the way through. Oh, it was not what I was expecting it to be. You guys actually went and saw that one, didn't you?
Mm-mm. No, we didn't get a chance to.
Oh, it was good.
It was you watched the trailers and you had no idea what the story was. It was actually fantastic that way. I mean, it ended up being a Lost Dog Makes His Way Home movie, which is what most of your dog and pet movies are going to be.
Right.
But if you were going into it, you didn't know that's what you're going to get.
Right.
Did you feel at some points in there it was basically Toy Story with pets?
Yeah.
Okay. But that didn't take away from it. I think that really took away from it.
No, it didn't. It just, when I was watching, I was like, wait
a
minute.
The reason why those movies did well.
Yeah.
You have a Ninja Bunny who's the mob boss.
Yeah,
mob
boss.
Oh, my goodness. Kevin Hart.
Is this little bunny?
He's my favorite.
Kevin. Really? Psycho little Ninja Bunny.
Yeah. Oh, and he's played by Kevin Hart.
Crocodiles.
That's who that is.
Yeah, that's why.
I wanted to speak it, and I couldn't place the voice.
Kevin Hart. So even the creatures he's voicing are little.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a little bundle of evil fur. seriously.
That one, like Zootopia or something.
Zootopia was amazing.
Yeah, that was fun.
I wouldn't even call that thing fun. That thing was surreal. That hit a lot of issues was going on today, except they put it in kid form for the animals. But a lot of stuff was.
Well, I remember
what's
the last
going
one
now.
Was.
I never thought you could have a Disney movie about crack.
Or speed. Depending on what drug you're thinking about.
Speed, either way.
It was a little bit of a mixture of different things. A little bit of PCP mixed in there, too. It was heavy.
Kylan once again can't even.
Watch it. It's one of those things you take your kid into and you're like, see, yeah, that happened. You're thinking, oh my god, this is life.
This is one of the great things about the new deal Netflix has with Disney. Mm-hmm. Starting 2016, everything Disney puts out, that's Lucasfilm, Marvel, Disney, all of them, is going to Netflix.
Yep.
And we why we have Jungle Book came out this year. It's on Netflix.
That's another one I was going to say. Okay.
Civil War came to Netflix on Christmas Day.
Apparently, it's only stuff that came out after the deal with Marvel.
Yeah. So it starts in 2016. Now, they have a lot of the old stuff there.
Right.
But they don't have to put all the old stuff on.
No.
Now, a lot of it is on there anyway. But, the other one I have to put a little shout-out in there just because I know some people that were in it was Andy and Heather said they finally watched that Funhouse Massacre.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right.
You guys got to get a chance to watch that.
Who was that Funhouse Massacre?
I don't know. I knew a couple of guys that were there. But, no, it was fun to make. And the movie itself, with all the blood and gore, it's still a fun movie.
It was a cheerleader's head.
Yes. Did you watch it with them?
I didn't watch it with him, but I've seen it.
But I know Andy and Heather, which you know how Andy is with movies.
Yeah.
He's pretty critical on some type of movies.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He said this was just sit down, have fun, watch it. So, you still got to watch that.
This is a guy that can't watch Flash because he can't get past...
the super science.
The super science.
He can't get past cold.
It's cold.
Yeah,
it's cold.
His whole power is he's got a gun and a parka?
Yeah.
So that means Andy can at least watch part of Legends of Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He can watch Legends now.
Yeah.
Well, except for that one episode where he kind of came back.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I still don't really know.
He'll be
know
coming back in the second half because he's actually one of the Legion of Doom.
Yeah, exactly.
So somehow he's coming back.
So there's actually four in the Legion of Doom?
Yeah.
Yeah. Captain Cold, Merlin, Reverse Flash, and.
Damien Darhk.
Thank you.
I just want to see the Swamp Base. At some point, they
got
to have that.
We got the Hall of Justice. We'll get that.
I don't know. They've never said anything about it, but
they say we're going to get the Hall of Justice, but we got it.
Yeah, that's true. We did get a Hall of Justice.
Yeah, we actually got an on-screen Hall of Justice. Not quite the outside of it.
With
the inside
of
it. I'll
take the dark nighttime was perfect.
Couldn't
see no logo.
Akron filmed the Fillmore, the Goodyear balloon.
thing.
The air dock, yeah. There's their hangar form.
Yeah.
But, and actually, I saw some of the stuff for Flash coming back. Mm-hmm. They actually, coming back, what was it? Oh, it reminded me of something.
Moving on.
There it goes. Moving on. It's about time to, yeah. Was there anything else of note that you guys actually wanted to talk about from 2016?
No.
No, we're done with 2016. It's
or anything,
over.
We're done. Anything really spectacular you're looking forward to in 2017?
A lot. Spider-Man Homecoming.
2016.
Yeah.
American Gods. I'm looking forward to that in 2017.
Okay. Capcom versus
Twin
Marvel.
Peaks.
Twin Peaks, yes.
Twin Peaks.
Heck, Injustice.
Well, actual Twin Peaks, not Riverdale.
Injustice 2.
Yeah.
Boats.
Yeah, Riverdale, I saw the trailer for that.
It's the
team. That is not Archie's.
It's the team.
No, that's still, yeah. It's still, it could be an Archie story.
I'm looking forward, I have to
Archie.
I am looking forward to Riverdale.
Which one?
I'm not sure.
There's so many different story arcs.
I'm looking forward to Riverdale.
I am too.
I said it.
Actually, Nick and I, starting off the year, are looking forward to Shadowhunters actually starts tonight.
There you go.
Yeah. So for us,
is it called Emerald City?
That's what I was talking about.
This week. Starts on Friday.
I told Ken, I said, we don't know who we're going
to
get from the Archie universe.
Resident Evil movie that's coming out this Friday.
Actually, I'm one of the few that actually enjoyed the movie.
Now,
I thought it was fun. I enjoyed the movie
for what it was. I seen it as a kid, though. So I don't know.
It wasn't. The movie wasn't really Josie cast, but it wasn't a bad movie.
No.
Yeah.
Question is, are we going to get to see Sabrina on Archie? Because if that happens, that show will literally flip upside down.
I thought Sabrina had been cast.
What Sabrina is this? Because in the comic books as of right now, she is not a teenage witch. Well, she's a teenage witch, but she's not friendly. They're sacrificing. Satan popped up in that book.
Well,
I'm like,
whoa,
this is definitely
supernatural and charming and charmed. Yeah. I mean,
there's two different Sabrina. There's two different Sabrinas. There's the afterlife
still, nothing
Archie
was that
Sabrina,
brutal in none of those shows.
And the other in the regular Sabrina.
Jeez.
Because did ABC, did they still own the rights?
They might still own the rights.
They may still own the rights to Sabrina. So
well, that sucks.
No,
I wish we could get one episode for her in there. As a dark tone that Riverdale looks,
yes.
Sabrina would be spot on perfect.
So, that's some of the stuff we're looking forward to. Now, we're going to talk about most of the stuff when it comes up. Anyway, that's the way we do things.
Yep.
So
our next Meeple cast will probably be doing like our first quarter movies and stuff anyway.
Probably you want to do that, or you want to do it like next week?
Question or not question? Statement.
Is there anything actually coming out in January? We want to see them.
Yes.
Yeah, we got. Well, in January you have Resident Evil, the final Resident Evil movie. I think
well,
said
yeah,
the final Underworld
movie.
Well,
we actually want to see.
Well, because the final one,
see,
right?
Some of the rest of us want to see this.
I've seen almost all of the Resident Evil movies, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, we have Resident Evil, Underworld's coming out this
gives
month.
Gives me a bad taste in my
mouth.
I just can't
with
the movies.
He said that a couple times.
So,
no, what's that movie about the women?
Yes, the,
oh, yeah,
about
the
black women.
Hidden Figures. That looks really good.
Yeah,
the trailer for that surprised me. We saw the trailer in front of... Was it? No, it was from before that.
Actually, I think that comes out
Friday. Did we see
that
Friday before?
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go see that.
Oh, so does Underworld comes out this Friday also, so we got to remember that. Mm. But, yeah, there's a lot of stuff coming. 2017 looks to be a really good year.
Yeah.
But 2016 looked to be a really good year, too, so.
No. It's going to be, no. Send the positive mojo out. It's gonna
no
be
jinxing.
Good.
No jinxing. Knock on wood, guys.
Hey,
whatever.
2017 starts year
well,
three of
okay.
Geek Watch 1.
In the movies... It was a good year, and we looked forward to a good year.
Yes.
So, in the movies, although I think I'm only looking forward to Guardians this year.
Yeah.
Right.
And a consistently shirtless Jason Momoa as Aquaman.
Well,
the only reason I'm seeing
Guardians
Justice League.
Episode 8 will be coming out.
See, that's what,
yeah,
it's not Episode 8 that I'm excited for. I'm excited for what's going to happen and be revealed, hopefully, in Episode 8.
Me too.
Yeah,
I don't know what they're
going to
do.
I just want to know some of the answers.
Yeah.
Anything else anybody wanted to touch on that real quick? Well, Geeksters, thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for having... hopefully you made 2016 fantastic for you. We're all going to try to make 2017 fantastic for us. And remember, you can always find us everything on social. What do you got, Vernon?
Samurai Jack.
Oh,
what about
yes.
I had to mention that. That was one that was so low-key, I had to say it.
Oh,
2017.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to come back the end of last year, but they something happened. They were working on it, but I don't know if they...
So we'll look forward to Samurai Jack.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's all I wanted to say, Samurai Jack.
How many more... what's next? Are they going to bring back Johnny Bravo? Because they already brought back Powerpuff Girls.
Oh, no, they didn't. That's not Powerpuff Girls.
They redid Powerpuff.
Yeah, they redid Powerpuff. That is nowhere.
I have still watched every episode, but
we are
just not quite.
No,
I think it's this year we're getting DuckTales those again.
Yeah. So far, that's looking promising.
Yeah.
Close. Might.
So.
Yeah.
But yeah, hopefully, Bartsman and the Darkwing shirt. Hopefully
that I would like.
Darkwing
I like.
Duck
I like DuckTales. The Darkwing Duck was.
Even if all they do is release it to Netflix or something.
Something. Yeah, that would be pretty nice.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, but Geeksters, remember, you can always find us anywhere on the internet as GeekWatch1. Search us, GeekWatch1.com, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all of it, GeekWatch1@gmail.com. You can also find us on the Tangibound Network and the Weeby Geeks Networks at TangiboundNetwork.com and Weeby Geeks PC. And I believe that's it for everybody. So, for Miss Dawn and for Kyla and for Miss Vicky and Jesse and Bart and Vernon and everybody that's... I don't remember.
Everyone has been in there.
Jay. Okay. Jay doesn't say much, but he's always here. That's all. Just remember.
No matter where you go, there you are.
You're listening to a Weeby Geeks Network podcast.